This game, really, on this level, a lot is about time. You know, the offense, most of their routes and, you know, receivers reading defense, it's all about timing. So just like a defensive player, if you don't time up to jump right or you break on the ball 1 second late, you know, it can end up in a touchdown like it did today against Rob.
As a defensive player looking across the field and seeing two caliber wide receivers right now, how much different does your offense look to you?
Man, they look good. I think you're probably one of the best offense top five for sure, you know, in this league, and they making us better. You know, we feel like we one of the best defenses we was last year, and we feel like we better this year, and they out there making plays against us, so we kind of see, you know, what type of offense we have, and they gonna be one of the best offenses in the league this year.
How about you, second year, you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely comfortable. A lot of things slow down to me. I'm not in such of a hurry no more. I know the defense, so I can just really relax and use my athletic ability, my God-given talent to make some more plays.
How's the ankle today? You
slept it? It was sore, you know, it's hurting a little bit, but, you know, like I say, like Coach said, you just got to come out here and fight through it. You know, I want to come out here and get better. And I know during the season, I'm probably going to have injuries and stuff like that, like Champ had last year with his shoulder and hamstring and all type of stuff like that. You just got to come out and fight through it.
You said things slow down. Obviously, the speed of the game doesn't change. When you say slow down, what does that mean?
It means reading things, you know, because guys are so fast. And last year I caught myself a lot of times in such of a hurry. Like on a three-step drop, I'll be running out there too fast. And then a guy do a 3 or 5 yard route, and I'm 10 yards down the field. So things of that nature, it kind of slowed down. I can read the quarterback more. It's kind of, you know, back to regular football now.
So you're more comfortable than locking down your side. Champ's obviously going to get his side locked down quite a bit. You're
going to
see some action.
Yeah, I should see a lot of action. I mean, last year, I saw a lot of action. And Champ had, you know, he had his most picks he'd had in his career last year. And I kind of, you know, me and Fox say that because of me and him. They couldn't just pick on the other side. They had to throw to him sometimes. So we know we're going to get tested probably a lot early, but we good. You know, we learned a lot from Champ and John and all the vets on our team. So we ready to make some plays this year.
Do you find Champ and John spending more time with you saying, hey, now you've got that first year under your belt? Here's the next level. Here's how you get to the next level.
Yeah, you know, just watching those guys, you know, those guys been in numerous Pro Bowls, you know, probably going to be in the Hall of Fame, you know, when their career is over with. And they just come out here and work hard every day. So I try to take that same attitude, you know, being around great players like that. You know, Champ, like he told me when he first came in, he had Derrick Green and Deion Sanders he played with at Washington. So he learned from those guys, and I'm learning from him and John Lynch the same way he learned from those two guys in Washington.
Cowboy in college, what was it like seeing Coach Stoops out here?
It was cool, you know, because I like Oklahoma. When I was in high school, I always followed Oklahoma. That was one of my favorite teams. But, of course, I went to Oklahoma State, so there was a rivalry. I had to change that real quick. But, you know, I feel Coach Stoops is a great coach, and Oklahoma is a great football program.
Coming into your first year as a basically you're coming in as the starting quarterback now, do you want to keep returning punts? Is that one of your favorite parts of your game?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, I always idolize Deion Sanders, so that's something he done. You know, I know sometimes going to be times when I'm tired and I'm going to have to come to the sideline, probably take a rest, but for the most part, I want to be able, you know, to be full-time corner and full-time punt returner.
How many times are you going to get in the end zone this year?
I predicted 3 last year. I got in there once, got a call back, so I'm predicting 4. You know, with interceptions and punt returns, I should get in there about 4 times this year.
I mean, I'll do
that. All right, hold me for it.
Can you talk about real quick, one last question about going up against Rod and Javon in practice, that you really don't get a playoff because you got arguably 2 Pro Bowl winners?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, anytime you take a playoff, those guys, they're going to embarrass you or make something happen. Then you're going to have the coaches, you know, riding you. So you got to come out there every play. And that's really getting us ready, game ready. Because in this league, you got to take every play seriously. Because even a guy that you don't expect to make a play, he can make a play on you. And then, you know, it can be the play to win or lose a game. So, you know, that keep us ready for game type situations. Come out there, play every play, take it one play at a time. Because guys going to make plays, you got to come back there next play, erase that, and just come back, try to make a play the next time.
Darren.